With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Last night's strong earthquake that struck Russia's Far East has not generated the devastating tsunami waves that had been feared. As a result, tsunami warnings have been lifted for California and Hawaii, Japan and Russia. Correspondent Ben Thomas says a quake among the strongest in recorded history.
Tsunami warning sirens in Honolulu Tuesday evening, where people sought higher ground after an 8.8 magnitude earthquake struck near Russia's Kamchatka Peninsula. Damage and evacuations were reported in Russian regions nearest the epicenter, and the local governor reported the first tsunami hit the main settlement on Russia's Kuril Islands.
Tsunami fears had sent people heading for the hills along parts of the U.S. West Coast, as well as in Alaska and parts of Hawaii. New York City police say the gunman who killed four people in a Manhattan skyscraper before he took his own life Monday claimed to have a brain disease that's been linked to contact sports. Police say the suspect, who had played high school football at one time, tried to target the NFL headquarters in the building. However, he got on the wrong elevator. A Senate bill would give Americans a piece of the pie, a share of the Trump tariffs windfall.
Senator Josh Hawley has introduced a bill that would provide $600 tariff rebates to nearly all Americans and their dependent children. Hawley said in a statement, "Like President Trump proposed, my legislation would allow hardworking Americans to benefit from the wealth that Trump's tariffs are returning to this country. The legislation would be modeled on the direct payments Congress authorized in the 2020 CARES Act." Bob Agner reporting.
The U.S. economy is on the grow, the gross domestic product expanding at a 3% annual clip April through June, bouncing back from a 0.5% decline in the first quarter. And on Wall Street, the Dow down 9 points. This is SRN News. A new poll asks pastors about politics.
The Lifeway Research Survey wanted to know how many Protestant pastors were experiencing conflict in their churches over political matters. Amongst mainline Protestant clergy, 31% say politics has been causing problems in their congregation. But for evangelical pastors, the percentage drops to 9, as it does for pastors of black churches. The numbers seem to suggest that politics might not be as big a problem as many observers fear. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Catholicism is on the wane in the Canadian province of Quebec, where it once was dominant. Today, dozens of churches are being transformed into everything from gyms and restaurants to museums and luxury apartments. The rate of regular church attendance among Quebec's Catholics has plunged from one of the highest in Canada to one of the lowest, as religious faith in general declines across Canada. This is SRN News. A growing number of Americans are joining the Millionaires Club.
A report from Swiss bank UBS finds about 1 in 10 American adults now has a net worth of at least $1 million, with 1,000 new millionaires added every day last year. That milestone, once reserved for celebrities and CEOs, is increasingly being reached by everyday Americans, thanks to rising home values, stock market gains, and decades of retirement savings. With inflation, $1 million no longer stretches as far as it once did, and many millionaires' wealth is tied up in houses and 401ks, but seven-figure status still holds symbolic weight. Keith Peters, Washington.
3 days of investigative hearings into January's deadly mid-air collision between a military helicopter and a passenger plane over Washington, D.C., getting underway as of today. More details at srnnews.com.